Benim ötürüde var baba. Bu 700 var baba. Benim annemin de.
Now it's lunch time.
So that faith and love does the work. The mother had, after that time, the mother had more faith than Baba. That's why she asked Baba about staying with him and all that, and meeting all that. You know, a place where we stayed, I don't want to, not sure, but you know, this compound is twice as bigger than this compound. Our compound is big. And there's so many trees, sandalwood trees, and that thick, in that thick, sandalwood bark, oil is produced. It's very good wood. Paka, paka means strong wood from which you can make furniture. So one time it's Bulma, you know, and his mother had come to our place. One time after that, when we came to Baba, she had come here for help, just to have rest and help in this quiet. She saw the sandalwood trees and she wanted to cut them down to make this wooden seat that is in Mehrabad under the shed. Have you seen? You've seen that shed. That seat was not. It was not what you call it, made. So Bulma had an idea to have kind of a sofa seat made for Baba, wherever it's carried, the Baba can be seated on his birthday, the seat is there. You know? So it's so lovely to have made it in sandalwood. So she made up mind, but when the time came to bring down the trees, it was found out that you cannot do it without government's permission. The government is not allowed to, they're not allowed to. Then the trees cut down. So she didn't want to go through all much of this complication. Right, right. And then she left the thing and she had the thing made, seat made out of ordinary wood. So this seat was done by Bulma. Yeah. And there's a story now. But it was very beautiful, our place, you know. The driveway was long, driveway, and then the bungalow came. The bungalow was old bungalow, but very good condition. There were Europeans staying there, Mr. and Mrs. Mandy. There was a garden and a fountain, whatnot. And there were so many trees, more than 100 or something. So when we came from school, you know, and we faced our very cool gate to come in, cool breeze, and on the road was hot. And then inside the compound, cool breeze like Mamleshwar. It was so beautiful, shady, very lovely. And then we had those two horses, one was carriage horse and one was a white horse. So when we left that beautiful place, you know, my mother just said, we shut eyes to everything. Baba's telegram came that time, you know, my sister, first child born to, you know, Melu. Baba gave him the name Melwan, they called him Melu. So he was born in Pune in the same hospital where Baba was born, Devi Sassoon Hospital. So after the child was about 8 days old, Baba sent telegram to come as soon as we can to Mehrabad to stay with Baba, but we must bring a trunk full of clothes that will last us for a whole year and a bedding. And warm clothes. And so we got busy, and my mother and myself were so happy about this. And so my mother went shopping, all new clothes. Everything new, saris for me to wear in the house, and cotton saris, you can't wear silk. So anyway, we got ready, and by 8 or 10 days, we were ready, and we packed, and we came to Baba.
Yes. That was the first
And then the first time that we stayed in Mehrabad, went first with my mother and myself, and Baba has called his old aunt. So I want to say, oh, but she's not very old. She's middle aged, but she's very nice. She could cook also very well. Baba loved her. I know she loved Baba very much. She was Jamsid's mother now. So when Jamsid has his birthday and had new clothes for his birthday, his aunt loved Baba so much that what Jamsid was made for, what clothes was made for Jamsid for his birthday, same kind of clothes, a bit bigger, but Baba's clothes, what do you call it? Whole set of clothes? Pants and coat and shirt, everything. Like Jamsid, Baba also. But Jamsid and Baba myself. She loved Baba so dearly. Yeah. And Jamsid loved Baba very dearly. And Jamsid used to have dreams, very beautiful Baba's dreams and Baba Jan's dreams. So in the middle of the night, he'd get up and write down his dreams. That's where all that's gone through. But very beautiful dreams he used to have. A very fine person, Jamsid was very quiet and very nice person. I used to go to see them, you know, after knowing about Baba. We hadn't seen Baba. I have seen Baba in Manzarimim. Where did I see Baba in Manzarimim? I think other places also. But we were not living with Baba that time. I tell you. We went Pune then. We went Pune before Baba calling us. We used to go to Baba Jan in the night time. Nighttime used to be singing Kavali song, you know, not for many hours, just 2-3 songs we sang for Baba Janam. And so on. So a woman, Kavali woman, was singing a very beautiful song. She was singing for all the great ones and how they suffered and what happened. It's a beautiful sound, and then the song, I mean. So the song, I still remember the first 3-4 lines. But what I want to tell you is this. What was it?
Used to visit
Yeah, so then we were there. That time my sister had not arrived as yet. We were there. So my mother, you know, she's very, after my father died, my mother was very, like, broken hearted. She would put her mind to prayer all the time, that she would not think much, you know, feel sad. Prayer, that she would be near the riverside that was just 1 mile away from us. The same river that went to Bun Garden, the same river here, not towards Bun Garden, more this side, where there's more water, this side. There was this house, and then 1 mile you walk through the fields, and there's lovely banks of the river, and then you lie on the shade, and you see Western women. And men, you know, maybe husband, wife, or maybe friends, I don't know who they are, but two of them, one by one, two of them, in little skiffs, you know, little boats, rowing in the evening times, very cool, nice breeze on the river, and it's very beautiful. So we used to lie and watch them and all that, and we said, oh, see, that one's come. Oh, yes, that's the same one. And we knew each one. One was on a plank, punting, you know, punting with a rod, just like this, and then he went further. He wasn't going. And so we had this fun. We had this water spaniel. We'd go and sit in the river, in the water, and bark. Tell us to throw something in the water that she could fetch it, you know. So a big piece of wood, throw it far away, and she'd go swimming, and she'd bring that thing, and then put it on the bank of the river, bang. And then go and sit in the water and bark again. Now throw again, then I may bring it. She was like a retriever. So we used to have play that. What do you call it? Time passed like this because we came from school. So my mother would be praying at the riverside. And she felt nice and quiet and praying and so on. And then she nearly every day she would do that. Once in a while we go to her near the river. Now what I want to say was, I forget what I was going to say. Something to do with Jamshed, no?
Visiting his place.
Yeah. So my mother so fond of praying and all this and that. So this day was a big day in the Zoroastrian calendar, you know, some saint's day or something. So she got ready and I said, "Where are you going, Mom?" So my mother said, "She's going to Agyari, means fire temple, to pray to the fire temple." Oh, then can I come with you also? She said, "Yes, you come and put on your sari and then come." All right, then I put on sari and accompany her in our own home carriage, you know, private tonga. But a nice little khaki top, and the horse was well fed, nice and well put. He went very fast and very beautiful little horses. And anyway, we went there, and then my mother would get down in the compound, and she went to this place, you know, separate place outside the fight, and a little like, what would you call it? Better water, it's kept, you can drink water, it's all clean and shining and all that, with a handle that you don't put dirty hand in, and then there's a water tap where you can wash your hands and face, and then you can pray your sacred thread and all that. And then you go inside and to the fire temple there and take the book, and from the book you have certain prayers. So my mother was praying, I was a very good girl, I was doing all the prayers and all that, and I came with her in the fire temple, and I didn't know much Gujarati, reading very fast, but I read some bit of prayer, something, very short prayers, you know. And I shut the book and I said, "Mama, now I'm going to Naja Horse's place, you know, because there they would tell me about Baba." So I had that love of going to their place. That's where I saw Jamshed and heard about his stories and dreams and all that. You know. So as we go there, now, coming back, of course, my mother didn't wait for me after prayers were open. That took a long time. Well, Daula Masi is such a sweet lady, you know. Daula Masi is Baba's aunt, was Jamshed's mother. She's very nice. She would make fresh bhajjas, come on, we do this and that, and Mera must eat, and we all must eat together, have a nice party or something. All right, then we had all that. And then upstairs there was kind of an attic, and there the girls would take me up, Naja, and Kaushal means big Kaushal, not the small Kaushal, big Kaushal, Baba, Jamshed's wife, Naja. Take me upstairs. They were quite young that time, and I was also, and we went upstairs. And upstairs in the attic, to bow down. And the little, what do you call it?
Altar.
altar, and on that was Baba's photo and Upasi Maharaj's photo, and they used to worship and light a light and what do you call that, sticks, that's incense sticks and all that. And so they said, you do this and you do this, and we made it all very nice, you know, nice feeling and all that. And we would say the aarti, sometimes Baba's song and so on. And then we would come down. Then Dalamasi had some things ready for us to eat and all that. Now what happened was this. So doing all this, and they would sing some songs to me. So these Babas have composed the song Delvagiri. It's very beautiful. You must hear. So this very long song. They went on singing and singing. So I had to sit there. But anyway, yeah, they told me Baba also and Mandarim also and all that and everything. As I told you, like Jam says, birthday clothes. Baba had birthday clothes also. When Baba had friends from school, and he went to his mother's house, but he never told his mother. So mother said, "But I haven't got food for 8 of you, I have only food for 4 of you, how can I feed so many?" Ma said, "No, don't worry, I go to Dalamasi." Dalamasi said, "Oh yes, welcome, you get settled." And by that time, Dalamasi said, "She could quickly get something ready, you know, egg omelette or something, quickly get everything." She never said no to Baba. And so by the time rice and dal is just about being, what do you call it, served, she'd bring in the other things quickly, quickly, and a lot of bread and this and that, and a lot of, what do you call it, what is it called, pickle. Pickle and so, there's much of pickle and this and that. So everything was very tasty and nice, and Baba and they would enjoy themselves with this cut up onions and kochmeen and hot mirchi, and it was very nice and they. And so every time Baba would go to Dalamasi with his friends. So all these stories they would tell me, and I still love to hear. And so next time when my mother, when I was at home, you know, my mother said, "Oh, I'm going to the fire temple." I said, "I'm also coming to the fire temple." Mama said, "Yes, you come in fire temple. It's only pretense of coming to the fire temple. You want to go to Kausha's, another Kausha's place, and you're pretending to pray?" And this is our story. And so I went there for a few times. And it's a Jai Baba story. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
That's the same attic where Baba's room was.
No, Dalamasi's room is quite different house. Baba's house. No, there's no attic in Baba's room.
I thought the pumpkin house.
That pumpkin house, I haven't seen it. You can't go there. The people are living in there. You can't see it. No. Baba, you know, lived in 2-3 places, because when Baba Jan is Baba, Baba was quite in a different place where nobody has seen. Ajal showed you? And there are people who go there, Jal shows them the place that it is here that they were living, and here Baba grew up to be 19, and here Baba was going. Because that place is so situated that Baba Jan is here, and Baba could come from here, right in front of Baba Jan, and then go to the college. If Baba was staying where, seen just now by the place, Baba would have crossed Baba Jan. So that was the house, and one day, what we call them, Jal, because this place, do you want to see the place exactly where Baba stayed? He said, "Yes, yes, this is the place from where Baba Jan is." So that is this very nice place. Hey Baba.
Very nice. Bruce Young.
You know, name, second name, Joyce.
She's the one that
no, this is not the way it is.
No.
What? Men? What?
That girl from Australia that met them.
No, no.
It's the same.
No, I don't know. But today is a little bit better.
Oh, yes. Today's warmer
than. Yeah, they are.
I almost feel today like I'm a little overdressed. I think.
But it is true. It is true. I don't know. But there must be some nice, big connection between us. That's why we come together in Baba's love. And this is Baba's love that he brings us together. He wants us to be. Love me.
Michaela.
What?
I'll ask.
You can ask.
She said that, you know, in the Mandalay Hall, Eric was. Last week, someone asked him to describe
God.
A 24-hour day with Baba from the time he got up. So she said she wanted to hear from you on this side, what from the time you got up, like in the last years with Baba, 67, 68, what was a typical day like in your life?
I mean, we know it's different every day.
Same, it's a mob, you know, running back and forth to Baba's room, go with the personal doctor, Baba's, and she would know what to do anyway. And whatever was wanted of this, Baba wanted his pillow to change the rest upstairs and bring a pillow. Is this one not good or another one not good? Or just change the pillow coils and every day. We had our breakfast, but Baba was not at the breakfast table. Sweet, but then we gave Baba his breakfast in his own room. That was not normal. It has to be liquid. And so I had to put the spoon in it, Baba's mouth, because Baba was reclining. And then we went and doing work. What else? What? Nothing outside the house or inside the house. Yes.
When was it that Baba would sit at the table and feed Bikki? I remember reading in the family letters the bird would come to breakfast or something.
No. Baba would have his breakfast and Bikki was not there. There was another bird, same family means. This bird, the female of this bird, say. This was a female bird and she was used to come on the windowsill and eat. So Baba, we say, oh, the bird has come, she's eating. Yes. And then Baba looked at her and said, she's eating. Then Baba would not eat. Moving his hands, maybe would get frightened. So Baba would stop even having his breakfast. He said, oh, Baba, you need your breakfast. Mind slow moments. He's not so shy. And so then Baba would eat, and then again ask, is she really there? Yes, let her eat. And, you know, Baba, so Baba and Bikki would have breakfast together. That's how it is. Baba didn't feed. Baba fed, and we said, Baba, we feed Bikki. It'd be so nice if she's fed by your hands, Baba. Why don't you feed her? Baba said, how to? But because Bikki did not wait there, as soon as she approached, she would fly away. But if she came on her own, wagging her tail like this, she wants food, then we get these crumbs. And at that time, we told Baba that she's come now. You give the crumbs, Baba. So I came very slowly forward. And just a distance away, maybe 2 feet away or something, Baba threw the crumbs and Bikki was eating it. So Baba touched the crumbs and Bikki ate. But that was a female bird, not these. These are new. Baba had not seen them. These Bikki, she came up in 1964, 65. Then after that, she didn't come. Because they get older birds, they can't fly out so far, then they go to nearer places, you know, I think, that's what.
There's a movie about this, this little bird, I think Mani took
yes.
it, and it's all over the tree, and it's building its nest. Yeah. Yeah. Is that the bird?
Bikki wouldn't be, I don't think that's the bird, but Bikki, Rano was feeding Bikki and Mani when they took her picture being fed by one of us. But Rano and Mani were in the front, I don't much go there. So the Bikki bird came and Rano was feeding him and he brought the camera quickly and took that picture, you know. You must have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rano's feeding, did you see? Mm-hmm. I think it's Rano feeding it. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we didn't take a picture of Baba feeding the bird. It would be more interesting.
Yeah.
It's hard, inside it's hard to tell.
Mm. But she was very sweet also. They become very tame and nice. Other birds are very timid. But the robins are very bold. When we're eating our lunch, it comes on the window, cheep, cheep, cheep. I also want my food. So in a little bowl, we put crumbs in the far corner somewhere there. And she's not disturbed when she's eating it. She comes in the window sill and she looks, there's the bowl full of chapati. And then she hopped down and then, cheep, cheep, should I come and eat, you know. Eats a little, then she flies away. Then again she comes, cheep, 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 calling her other mate, the mister. And so he comes along, she says, see this pull. So, yes, the other one also comes and eats, both of them. She's very faithful and very faithful wife.
She's
here.
Yes. Dying alone.
Yeah. When comes to see if he's there, she eats first and then she calls
her. Gets a little help.
That's how the birds are.
Yeah. Did you once tell us that Baba didn't have a bath in the last year from 68? Is that true? For a whole year?
Didn't have a bath? Who told you?
I thought, that's what I was thinking. I thought maybe you once said that. Is that not true?
I said that?
For a year, Baba didn't have his own bath. Or maybe it was Eric that said it, and he had to coax Baba to take a bath.
Well, and wash his hair. Wash his hair. Hainit Bhat in Guru Prasad used to have it here also, but washing his hair, Baba didn't want to catch a cold or something. So we had to use salicylate. What is salicylate? I don't know. It's kind of a lotion that keeps the scalp clean. Wow. It doesn't allow dandruff and all that. Mm-hmm. That I used to apply to make partings, and mm-hmm. that rubbed it with another parting, that, and then that way Baba's skin, what do you call it?
Scalp
would be clean. Mm-hmm. And his hair always clean, brushing. Yeah, and then winter time, after October is winter. The Baba is always very hesitant to wash his hair. And that's, you don't bathe much. That's sponge. Sponge. Mm-hmm. But then,
Well, he was saying that in 1968, from that time, Baba just kept saying, I don't want to take a bath.
68.
He said that what he would do is every day he'd say, tomorrow, and then when tomorrow comes, he'd say,
tomorrow.
It's too cold today, or then, we have this to do today.
Yeah.
So then Eric said, what happened was someone sent some nice lilac water or something. Mm. And so Eric said, oh, Baba, look at this nice lilac water. It'll feel so bad if we don't use it. And so Eric said, can I put it on your feet? And Baba said, yeah. So he put there and he started going up Baba's legs. And then Baba said, what are you doing? He said, nothing. Baba, just relax. And then he gave him a whole bath.
It is a massage, Baba. When Baba went from here to the Mandali Hall, there's a table used to be there, you know. And that Baba lie down with this, something that would not get greasy. I don't know what it was. I was not there. And even in there, from Persia, somebody sent almond oil, big bottle of
almond oil. That's almond oil, not lilac.
Almond oil. That then Baba liked that, and he used to rub and massage Baba's body with that. And then I think it was wiped with a dry material such a way that it's all sort of soaked in the skin, and the excess that is a little bit outside, then that would be dried with the material taken off and all that. Nobody didn't mind that. In the north, what they do, huh?
So then he gave the whole body. He said he cleaned the whole body.
But you know what happened was this. In north, skin is in Moradabad, it was outside the town, and it was an open space. And that was meant for the pilgrims who went to Haridwar and Rishikesh. So it's on the way towards Dehradun, and from Dehradun you can go to Haridwar, Rishikesh. It's all mountain, and the Ganges flows between the mountains. Very beautiful, you know. No, it's not narrow, it's like a big river. It's the side of the slope of the mountain here. And here is not a very steep mountain, but the mountains are far away. But there is Lakshman Jula. Lakshman Jula means Lakshman swing, you know. But it is...
It's a bridge, isn't it?
It's
a bridge.
Yeah, bridge, but no supports.
It's a suspension.
Suspension. And it's so narrow, you know, and the planks, when you walk in, and the planks are they go under feet, even so. And you can see the waters, churning waters of Ganges, and here on the top. So Baba said, walk slowly, and then come behind, walk behind Baba, follow him. So Baba would walk fast, and we all one by one. I still remember crossing that bridge, you know. 2-3 times you had to do. To go to the other side. Otherwise, then you have to have a boat to go to the other side. And when you go to... This is Rishikesh. And this Rishikesh also. The other side also Rishikesh. But so, bungalows to live in. This was some Maharani's bungalow. And it was rented for us for a short time. And it was a nice house. Not posh or anything. Just ordinary at this house. But it was very nice. And it's on a high ground. Height. It's all on height. Forest, everything height. But a river has to be on low, you know. So from the top you could see the river not very far from your house. But Baba told us in the evening you can go to the river, you can wash your clothes and whatever. So what Gaima, you know, in summertime it used to be, Gaima used to get a big kettle like this, bring it along with her, and far away where there's nobody washing clothes, you go, you walk far away, and then they fill this kettle with cold water, nice ice cold water. And when we are washing all tired and drying our clothes on the sand, and it was really lovely. Mm-hmm. And then Gaima said, who wants a drink of water? And here we were all wanted a drink of water. And so we all drank water. And so on. One time about was we can sit there on the banks of this river and meditate. But just maybe who wants to for 5 minutes or once in 10 minutes, he left it to us like that. So here we were, it's good, there's nobody on the banks. We were alone in front of our house, you know, the bank. Mm-hmm. Well, quite a distant nobody was there. So we all sat in a row, I don't know what we looked like, I don't know, anyway, we all sat in eyes and looked like saints without any paint, you know. Yeah, but it was nice to think of Baba, I see. And one day, we were on the beach, you know, and Baba had gone for mass work, you know, and had not returned. And one time, we were like this, and the beach bank, and the other bank was slope. So there, you can see a road, slope like that, and then there's a road along the mountain like this, that is going towards Lakshmanjula, and there you have to get down to get on the Jula, the bridge, and then come round to our place. It was like that. Otherwise, you must come boating across. The Baba was in Tonga, now we didn't know. Baba got down from the Tonga, and he was waving. So one of us looked that side and said, oh, it is Baba. So we all waved, Baba waved. I was like, I'm coming. It was very lovely. That time, then Baba got in the Tonga. And then he came after quite some time. It must have taken not quite half an hour, but 25 minutes to reach there and to cross the bridge and come walking all through that mountain forest. From Lakshmanjula, you are not climbing mountains on the side. You can see it just in front of you, but there's a flat space and all thick forest. And in the forest, there's a beaten path, you know, nice, and then you come through there to this house. It was quite convenient and nice. Then, of course, Baba came and told us all his travels, what happened in the time of the musts and how many musts he found and how many were real good musts and how many were like this on the first plane or ones, but this means hava. Hava means air. They are not completely on the first plane, but they have the breeze of the first plane. Like a rose you don't see, but you can smell it from flowers. You can smell, They have that Baba said there were some like that, some were very good and so on. Baba contacted them all and must have pushed them a bit further. Baba had the authority to put them on higher planes because their masters were not living. So then one time when Baba came from mass work, we were in Dehradun. And it was summertime. We were so hot, feeling hot in the house. We couldn't stand the heat, would you believe? And here was Baba out doing mass work in that area, outside Dehradun, further away, Sharanpur. All that north part is very hot, very hot. And so then what happened was this. Baba came. It was very funny. You know, when we came down from Masuri was very nice. And we were, fine, we're going down to Dehradun. What did we know? As soon as we climbed down the mountains in the car, coming down, when we came down, the hot blast. You have no idea. We said, how hot it is. Oh man, and we said, no, forget Masuri, now we have to bear this heat. Baba's giving all this nice, what do you call it, heavenly place, and now we have to go through this also. Not all the time, the nice things, this also you have to taste. And so we were in that hot. There are very hot in summer. It has very good rainfall, that is why it is Abad flourishing. Very good winter with rain now and then, that is why lot of very good wheat to grow there. But only one drawback is there is not enough space. It's mostly mountainous space. Mountains, forests, of course. There are fields also, but not enough. Otherwise they could provide all India with wheat. Beautiful, lovely wheat it grows there. And very beautiful rice. The rice is called Delhi rice, but it is really comes from Dehradun. Very, very lovely, very beautiful. Grain grows there. It's very fertile because of the rain, enough rain. And the lachi, you know the lachis? Lachi. Where, Mauritius?
Yes.
Lachi, very lovely. Lachi. And it's very small, round. And have you seen chiku?
Yeah.
And then how that color is? Yeah. Is that the outside color? But chiku skin is very so thin that you can eat it after washing. But lachi is a hard shell, means you can peel it off very easily.
Like a lemon, isn't it?
Yes. No, lemon is thicker and sticker. This is bigger. Brittle. And inside is lovely, what is it, white flesh?
White flesh.
Yes.
Clear.
Yeah, off white of white, yes. Baby. Anyway, but one other thing drawback is the seed is rather big. Inside, hard seed is big. On it, the flesh is not so very thick. It is, but not so very thick. You would like to have it, but you have to use many to get so much of it. In it. So, and the last is so beautiful, she would have one spot, bright pink, 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 and the other part is brown, and pink spots on it. Is it so? That's right. Yes. So we used to, when we lived in there, with Duncan, the rooms were Duncan, and there were, in the other compound, not in our compound, there's not much anything in our compound, the next compound had lachi trees. So when the season came, the lachis were tiny, we didn't see them, but when they grew big and ripe, oh, the lachis, and they're far away, we can't even reach them. And our mouth is water, you know, now then we'll get lachis to eat. It was so lovely, all hanging, but here, there, the whole tree was full of lachi. This hand is beautiful. Oh, only in Dehradun. No, we are
tasting. I think they
were tasting. When was it? Am I talking of New Life now? This is New Life. Before that, we ate, and once before that, also we had lachi. Somebody that came from Dehradun, like Kumar, somebody, he would bring some. It's very difficult to travel because you have to have not very ripe ones when you're traveling. That's so. Anyway, very good, but we love them so much. So we had, then when we went to the station to leave Dehradun, and we were sitting in the train, Baba sent a lot of lachis, push cart, heap like that, lachi, all the mountains, and the other one also selling maharachis. So here Baba bought so many, and we, sitting in the train, for the train to start, you know. So this was a nice time pass, we were eating and throwing all. Shells, not on the station, but this side with the track. And so. So that was all very nice. Baba always knew what you want and what you'd appreciate. So sweet. Yeah.
Were you going to say in Muradabad, that mustard field you
saw? Muradabad, yes. Yeah, our house is just like this, and just like this. Dirt road, just that near, exactly like this. This is our veranda, but this is a very broad veranda, narrow, all along three sides. The fourth side also there was, but it was very, it's a strangely built veranda, but there was downstairs, it is not a, and yet it is like a terrace, you may call it terrace. In the night time, if you want this to sit under the moon, what do you call it, under the stars, if it's warm, then on the big open terrace downstairs, you can stay, have your chairs there and sit there and whatever. So that was then Baba's tent. Baba always slept in the tent in New Life. So very fine material. What it was, I don't know. Anyway.
It was a summer tent. Yeah. Used
it was not meant for cold day, cold time. So it was very cold inside. So Baba's tent was on that terrace.
Is it a pup tent? It's a small tent.
It was Norina and Elizabeth had used it when they were traveling in summertime. Because they can't travel in winter, so it's summertime they travel somewhere to where they travel.
I thought Baba didn't have a room, his own room?
No, tent. And all day long then with the mandali. You come here or go to the mandali. And that's how Baba stayed all day. Never go into the room or like we have a corner or we have something to do, so read or anything, nothing like that. Yeah.
On the new life.
New life, yes. Then there were Baba lovers in Muradabad, I think, or Delhi, I forget now. They come to know, not Delhi, Muradabad, it must be. He, knowing about Baba and found out that Baba is going to Haridwar, walking too, and he accepts Bhiksha. So this man got an idea, why shouldn't I give Bhiksha? This is time now, Baba, to serve Baba. You know, such a good, nice chance. So he ask Baba, say, can I send some warm clothes? So Baba said, yes, some, but no, he sent so much. Then each one of us had lovely big blankets and these jackets and warm things, and it was very nice. We were so happy, Baba. It was so cold, we couldn't get warm with just one sock. and the other socks better. We all got it. We all just grabbed it. But this is very nice because you can't stand the cold. This is very nice. This is not cold at all. That was like freezing, terrific.
Bitter.
Very bitter cold. And then maybe we're going still up north, can you believe? Oh, Baba. I never forget Baba. It's good we had this caravan to sleep inside. We were so trying to be cozy there. So then when we didn't get warm at all, then we thought of the rest of us having sleeping bags. I said, we better stitch our sleeping bags. We got long needles and we started sewing in the sleeping bag. We went with Baba also. It was so cold outside the sleeping tent. And Baba also used to use that sleeping bag. It's rather difficult getting inside.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you're inside, then you'd like to come out in the morning. It's so nice and warm.
You kind of have to. Yeah.
The morning when Baba would say, oh, Baba, if you come out, 4 o'clock, and past 3 and 4 o'clock, Baba would knock on this door, Calvin door, come out, all out, and Gauri would be on the floor. So Gauri would jump out, put in, wrap her small bedding, and she'd jump out, and we all three didn't have the heart to step out, but we had to, and then we did. Ice cold with the stars, dark night means 4 o'clock is still very dark. And we rush to do everything. It's cold, everything cold. Mm. So now you all under the tent, you also do the new life Baba's giving you all. Your taste of new life, your share of new life, yes. It's not just when nothing. It has meaning to it. You going to be the volunteer? Good. Volunteer means up on the hill.
I have
a man to Igul happy. Happy? Did I give it to Igul?
No. There was one sweet old man. He was very.
Yes, on Baba's birthday. On my birthday. Tiny, tiny Baba. They found Baba in the cave of all this. And in olden time, Baba was too. Allow everybody to do it.
Did he ever do it to you?
No, he didn't do it. No, it put a sweet in the mouth, but none.
The men don't.
This is for the women to do it. This is for the women. Mm-hmm. All women do it to each other. Mm-hmm. Men don't.
On someone's birthday,
no.
With a little rice.
Men don't apply it themselves. No, they do it to the women.
No, but women do to men.
Sometimes. Yeah. The women can do it to men.
Oh, men wear this also?
But,
auspicious occasions.
But I don't think they wear it every day.
No, on birthdays. On
birthday or wedding day or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Meryl, what is, you know how sometimes they'll put rice, like stick?
Yeah, right? That's so, that is some meaning, maybe rice is
prosperity.
Yes, rice seems to make you always, never be hungry, you always have.
Well,
always have to eat.
It's the same in America. Somebody gets married, they throw rice.
Yes, throw rice. Yeah, also. Then the blessing, you know?
Prosperity.
Rice and rose petals and all they have. And there are so many women are here also. Well, it's the last, how it was brought and how she found the place for it and how it was all fixed. It was very lovely to hear her tell us all about it.
Yes.
When she was here, she fell quite, how would you say, 79? Blue bus too, she drove. For so long means many hours at a time, and you get tired with the sun. In India, the sun is strong even in winter later on, you know, in February, March. So. Then, but of course, then Dr. Donovan took over, I think, and Ada would drive most of the time then, when she was tired. Yes. Baba had co-drivers, you say, you know, two of them, I think, so that's what I heard. I don't know.
She drove you to Paris once, too.
Yeah?
She drove you to Paris.
Yes, right. From Cannes to Paris, so far away, and she drove us all the way. Of course, we stay the night in hotels and motels, whatever it is. I don't know, they're not motels, they're hotels, I think, Paris. Mm. But they have private houses such a way that they could lend you a room, like a guest room. Mm-hmm. So we got into the house, asked, can you please spare a room for us? And so they say, oh, is there just two rooms? And so, of course, Baba with the Mandali, I don't know, Baba should stay separate. We girls. But it was very lovely, what do you call it? To travel, journey to to Palacios. We stayed at Consuelo, Cides, Consuelo. Very lovely there. It was facing, quite not facing, but you could see Notre Dame. Yeah. Very lovely.
Was that in 1937?
Yes, 37. That's right, 1937. We went 37, came back in 37. In June, I think, went there, July, August, September, maybe October. And we returned end of October. It was getting chilly and it was raining and all that.
Yeah, yeah. When
you
went to Paris, did Sunamasi and
Lalo,
did they have to look down also?
I know. Yeah, I don't know who all, money also was supposed to be strict, I don't know why, but
not
on the road and here and there. On the boat, you know, there was a passage where many men come and went to this and that. So she had to go with Norina. I don't know about being strict, but she had to be accompanied by another person and come back because the we were in the third class, so what could you call it? Bathrooms were not near, you know. Yeah. Toilets and bathrooms were far out. After the passage, then you went somewhere. So there was Norina, Samarano was there, Nani was there, and it was with four of them with us to travel westerners. Kitty was sent beforehand to find a nice house in Cannes, you know, south, what do you call it?
Right,
south France, yeah. But how wonderful that she could find a vacant house for us. Now there are skyscrapers also, even then you can't get a house to live in. It's so crowded. Mm. It's all changed south of France very well. Deva. Deva, Chandra. Deva, Chandra. Deva. Yeah.
Yeah,
cool air, nice. And his leg.
Are you climbing a
car? I don't like to stay in cities. There's houses and houses and carriages and people. Too much noise and all this. I like nature, trees and plants and birds singing and all that. So I said, Baba brought us to stay here. He made his home here. It's quiet and peaceful. So Baba always let it hear the quiet, peaceful, and so relax. After Guru Prasad, and other times, the darshan times, you know, great crowd of Baba lovers, you know, that Baba was happy to give him darshan. Baba loved it that also. Baba himself was a guest. But when, after that, when he came with him, he used to relax and have rest. And so, so India, this is his home, private home, like home. And Mehrabad is very important, it's a headquarters that you would say, you know, where Baba started his activity and all that. Yeah, keeping silence. I mean, observing silence. And Mehrabad spoke last to us in a post office place, which is not standing anymore. It would be so lovely to show Baba lovers that here Baba stayed first, you know. He sang songs, and that is, he had a very beautiful voice. He sang Kavali songs. Other beautiful bhajans is a devotion song composed by the perfect master Tukaram. Baba loved those. And singing that is in Marathi. So that is how the villagers then were drawn to Baba, that how beautifully Baba can sing in Marathi song, just perfectly. The pronunciation and everything. They were very interesting. And then naturally they were drawn to hear Baba sing so beautifully. And Tukaram's bhajans are devotion songs, and with a lovely voice in Marathi. And actually they then gradually came, otherwise they did not come to Baba. And father, look, who's this white clothes and hair open, a fair skin? He's not our kind. So he's not our kind, they're dark people, you know. So they would be afraid, oh, who's he? They could not make out because Baba's dress was so that they could not make out. Is he Parsi? Oh, what kind of person, you know, what nationality? They could not know. Anyway, as Baba sang to them, they came to know about Baba's, that he is a perfect master and all that. Then they all bowed to him, Mr. Baba. In the evening, they would gather around, Baba sing and drum, and they would repeat the song. And so Baba taught them many lovely bhajans and devotion songs. Baba led happy and gay, light atmosphere. Yeah, singing. Sometimes choosing somebody.
Yeah.
So he sacrificed all that for us all. How much love, Baba. So many years. Not to not allowed to speak, and you know, how much you want to say something, you keep back, hold it back all the time, and you feel very cooped in, you know, and laugh. To, Baba lovers knew that Baba liked a funny story, they would remember telling a funny story, and a joke or something, once in a while, not all the time. But whoever told Baba a joke, Baba would feel laughing. Baba sometimes put his hand here to remember not to make a sound, laughing sound. Baba has not even made a laughing sound, would you believe? So how difficult all these years, not a word, and to laugh without, just laugh like this, it's very difficult. Not to enjoy laugh. So much he gave up for us, and his love for singing, he gave up his love for singing. He could